And before, Adam, we look at the game against CIYMS this weekend, you lost last week in the opener. How would you rate that performance?
Not an ideal start, but I suppose when you looked at the fixtures when they came out in July time, Carrick were relegated last year from qualifying one, as were CIYMS. So we knew that was going to be a tough start, especially away from home. Carrick had recruited quite well. And, you know, we said on Tuesday night at training, 38-22, you know, if you were outside looking in, you'd think, oh, well that was an easy victory for Carrick. But we played some excellent rugby and there were so many positives to take from the game. And it's just fine-tuning wee small detail that'll hopefully keep us in the mix and challenging those sort of top teams and qualifying too.
Yeah. How difficult is it going to be this year in Ulster Championship 2 then, Adam, when you've got the likes of quality of Carrick Fergus dropping down and obviously there's teams coming up at the other end as well? It's really, really competitive in that section.
It is, and it's so hard to read into it because you've had two teams come down in qualifying one and then two teams promoted from qualifying three. So in essence, it's almost like a brand new league compared to last year. So even week to week, you can't read into too many fixtures or do too much homework because you just never know what you're going to get. So we're very much, as the cliche says, just taking it week by week and seeing who we've got and how we can improve.
Yeah. How has the squad changed from last year? Have you managed to keep the core of the squad that was available to you over the last couple of years, where you had really, really good seasons and won the likes of the Gordon West Cup? What's the squad like this year for 2024 and 25?
We've done really, really well and retained probably about 95% of our squad, which is excellent. And I think that kind of speaks volumes of the environment. The guys are happy to stay there and enjoying their rugby. We've also been able to recruit a few external players, and we've got four guys who have moved up from the under-18s and youth system, and some of those are actually starting week in, week out for us and are a fundamental part of the squad. So, no, we've done well. There's always going to be injuries week to week, so like we need the entire squad. And touch wood, thus far, we've been fortunate enough.
Yeah, you mentioned there a number of academy players have made the move up. That's something that Letterkenny over the last number of years has been priding themselves on, and there's always really good nuggets of players being found through the system. Obviously yourself and your head coach Ali Ferguson have been involved at rugby at different levels. How important is it that Letterkenny maybe continue to, I suppose, churn out these players year by year, Adam?
Oh, it's brilliant, and I think the whole club has got a real vision that Letterkenny senior side is made up of Letterkenny players, Donegal players, and they've got a real pride in that sort of local club feel. You know, there's on Tuesday night past there, the seniors train and the under-18s train at the same time, two separate sessions, but then for the last half an hour, we come together and we do kind of patterns and team runs, and that's been fantastic because it means then when these guys do turn 18, it's not like a big jump up into the seniors. They've been in the environment, they're used to the training, they know the players, there's rapport there. And it's made that transition really, really smooth from under 18s to seniors. And that's evident through the likes of Alton McGuinness, Christopher McCann and Charlie Robinson this year, who have all started or played in the first two or three games. And they're fresh out of under 18. So it's been excellent. And looking, I suppose, further ahead, we've got great numbers of under-18s, 16s and 14s. So, you know, the future's definitely bright at Letterkenny.
Yeah, it certainly is. As for this weekend, CIYMS is the opposition at home at the Dave Gallagher Ground out of the Glebe here in the outskirts of Letterkenny. It's a first home game for you guys. I know there's only one game played, but at the top of the standings, if you were to look at it, CIYMS are there with their 5 points, having picked up the one and the bonus points last weekend. What sort of challenge are you expecting on Saturday then from the opposition, Adam?
Well, as you said, they've started the season with a good win against Lisburn. Probably got a bit of confidence built back up following relegation. But I think, chatting to the guys on Tuesday night, this will be the first time CIYMS have had to travel to Letterkenny. So you know, we definitely take pride in our home games. We try to keep it as a bit of a fortress and target home matches. So I think if you were writing a script, I think we're set up for a good competitive match, and we're really itching to go. That's a good thing about sport. After a defeat, you don't have to wait too long to get going again and sort of right some of the wrongs from the previous week.
Yeah. I know you have set targets at the start of the year, Adam. Is it achievable for Letterkenny to be in the promotion chase come the end of the season this year?
I suppose at the beginning of the year, we had kind of just said one word was the target, and that was improvement. And it was improvement individually, it was improvement as a squad, and ultimately improvement in where we finished last year. We managed to finish in fifth place last year in qualifying two, which was fantastic. So I suppose ultimately within the group, our target is to improve upon that. So whether it be fourth, third, we're definitely going to be looking to improve on that.
Yeah, and if you do, of course, be in with a shout in the promotion battle as well. No Garden West Cup this year. It's a competition that you guys have thrived in recently, but you have made the step up to Junior Shield. So how's that panning out at the moment for you, Adam?
So we had our opening fixture against Academy, who would be one of the kind of favourites in qualifying two, and we were beaten in it. But again, a lot of positives, and we took those learnings from playing, you know, better opposition. We now play Malone Seconds on the 29th of September away from home. And hopefully, if we get a win in that, that'll put us into the quarterfinals. And last year, we were narrowly beaten in the quarterfinals by Monaghan by 1 point. So again, with our target of improvement, we'd like to go one better.
Yeah. Just finally, Kieran O'Dowd keeps us up to date all the time with all things happening with Letterkenny Rugby. He's like our right arm for rugby here at the station. So he is. So I better mention his mini rugby starts back this Saturday at 9:15 for boys and girls aged 6 to 12. And new players are always welcome out there to the mini rugby this weekend. But that's just another section of the club. You mentioned earlier, Adam, about the environment of the senior players and the academy players. But overall, there's a fantastic environment and an atmosphere around Letterkenny Rugby Club, and it continues to thrive.
Oh, I mean, it's such an inclusive environment. If you're down there on a Saturday morning, there's boys, girls from 5 years of age right up to 12, and it's just a hub of fun, activity, out, rain, hail, snow, and all just getting stuck in together. But always remembering those sort of key principles of rugby, you know, respect, having fun, and just enjoying the game. And again, within the youth section, the numbers are phenomenal. And it's also worth mentioning, actually, the girls team, which is quite new at Letterkenny in the last couple of years. They could have 30 or 40 young ladies out training on Tuesday and Thursday night too, which is a massive, massive plus for the club. So, no, everything's going the right direction, and the club have a sort of clear vision on where they're going, which is largely down to Christopher Digmas, the club chairman, who kind of drives everything forward. So, no, it's certainly a club going the right direction, and it's a pleasure to be a part of them, part with them, sorry, and involved.
Yeah. Listen, Adam, many thanks for taking the call today as we look ahead to the first home game of the season, and we wish you and everyone at the club the very best of luck at all levels right across the club this year.
That's great, Austin. Thank you for your time.